Interferon Jr. again and to Ballykearney, as we remember, 2009. I noticed that quite a number of the churches in the diocese have seats outside them, seats where you can sit in the sun, contemplate the countryside, which beside the Slaney at Ballykearney is very lovely, contemplate too the graveyard as a place of personal memory. I think, especially if it isn't possible actually to keep church buildings themselves always open, it's a great idea to have a public seat in a churchyard where people can find peace and drink of the atmosphere of holiness. And I often, quite outside of service times, when I'm driving towards Ferns, particularly on a summer day, I'd quite often, if I had a few minutes to spare, just take up my seat in Ballykearney, and hope lots of other churches too provide that particular facility. Nothing like a bench to sit on, a simple pleasure. In 2009, there were various medical events. Now, we might have thought more recently that it was not until 2020 that we had heard of Dr. Tony Holohan. And previously, we hadn't much truck with chief medical officers. But as I checked back through the records, I realised that in April 2009, the same Tony Holohan confirmed the first probable case of swine flu at a news briefing in Dublin. He'd only entered upon his office the previous year, having been a deputy chief medical officer, as Dr. Lynn now is at the Department of Health, since 2001. Born in Dublin, grew up in Limerick, trained in medicine at UCD. In recent times, he's been very much the front man in relation to public health advice and policy. He has earned enormous public confidence and admiration. Few people ask questions, but he probably is highly esteemed in the national panoply. And there was considerable sympathy for him when he had to take time out earlier in the year because of family illness close to him. And certainly, although questions have been asked, the government do repeat their determination to take his advice very seriously, along with his colleagues. It's interesting, however, that as recently as just over 2 years back, when Vicky Phelan, whom we also hear so much about, was courageously critical of the shortcomings of cervical check and went to the courts to prove her point, Dr. Holohan cautioned the then Health Minister Simon Harris about any external review of the cancer screening programme, fearing it would excessively undermine public confidence in cervical check. It was probably his duty to present that view and to be satisfied in his mind of the likely robustness of an internal response. Harris, however, at the time felt that the public good required a different view, an external eye, and that led to the Scally inquiry and report. Of course, one of the worrying consequences of the pandemic is that the very occurrence of a lot of screening has been seriously slowed up. As I say, Holohan was doing his job, entrusted with a particular role and the requirement to produce a particular perspective. But it's interesting that in that situation, the political judgment was not to take his advice in the manner he had proffered it. But back to the swine flu of April 2009. An adult male in the east of the country recently returned from Mexico, had been diagnosed with the condition Holohan reported at a press conference. The person was receiving antivirals, which were in abundant supply, and the then Health Minister, Mary Harney, advised people not to panic. People on the flight back with him were not traced because he was understood not to be infectious at that stage. But by then, swine flu had been confirmed in 15 countries. The World Health Organization said the world was at imminent risk of a pandemic. There was something of a lockdown in Mexico, but the storm passed. I remember the nervousness for a while at the time, the sense of foreboding, but it was not long-lived. But it proved a dress rehearsal in many areas, particularly in terms of being a public figure and involved in constant daily public communication and explanation. It proved a dress rehearsal for the estimable Dr. Holohan, who didn't, however, become a regular Late Late Show guest that time around.